Good morning. It's 5:52 on Q105. We're happy to have you along for the very first show of the unnamed, or the first episode of the unnamed show. We'll get a name soon enough. We've got some things running by corporate. We'll take some input from you. By the way, before we go any further, Floyd, don't let me forget.
I won't.
We got to say thanks to Mike Buck State Farm.
All right.
He is our very first sponsor.
Nice.
Get on board before there's no more room for sponsors. It's good to have you here. Again, it's Eric Chase, 5:52. Say good morning to Floyd Anderson.
Hello, Toledo and the surrounding areas.
So, just you and me right here, right?
It's a very intimate setting.
People are like, we're going to be listening.
Yeah, they're here.
Everyone is going to be listening to see like what we do today, how we do this, and they're like, "Are you nervous?"
I am nervous. I am. Okay. But you know what? They're in good hands with us.
They're in good hands with me. I'm not nervous.
Well, I mean, you've been doing this forever.
I know.
Old.
It's not even an old thing. People are like, "Are you nervous? Are you anxious? Are you happy?"
You're
like,
seasoned.
It's not a, like it's a freaking hello. It's a microphone,
but it's good. I'm excited. I'm more excited than anything.
So here's what we're gonna do today. We're gonna do a show a lot like what we used to do because I don't know the buttons really well, and it's best to go with what you're familiar with. So we'll do a little bit of news, a little bit of like local news. We'll do some entertainment news. We've got a Demetrius approved ladies panel coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, in the 8 o'clock hour, thanks to a tweet. I'd like to ask, how little does he have? And I'm not talking about stuff in his place.
Okay, so I was
not like down
mind in the gutter.
No. Like if we ask that question to Ariana Grande of her ex, who we'll talk about in entertainment.
Oh,
yeah, it's she wouldn't like lose her mind. So it's about stuff. In 9 o'clock. The rated game, and we'll talk a little bit about dance moms and dance mom life, because a local dance girl won a big award nationally. So that's kind of what we have lined up for the show. We'll twist things around a little bit, and we'll take this as we go. But it's good to be back on live as opposed to podcasts. Our phone number. Let me make sure I get this right. 419-240-1055. 419-240-1055. I'm saying that mostly so I remember it.
And I'm listening to you say it.
What's the number?
1055.
419-240.
Listen, I haven't been up this early since my nephew was born.
419-240-1055. You can also text us at that number. I will get the text service all set up again. Thanks to Mike Buck State Farm out there in Sylvania. I think we have a couple of guests dropping by today. And today's going to be a little choppy because I got to figure out all this stuff. And you and I haven't done this outside of a podcast.
No. So it's fresh. So what you hear, we're doing.
Yeah. I'm always forthcoming when it comes to things like when I would do the night show. Oh, by the way,
yes,
I've been doing the night show here on Q105 since July, and then a year ago we were welcomed here on Saturday mornings to do a live show, and then we moved it over to podcast. So right in somebody yesterday, I go to Lowe's, and some guy looks at me. I walk in the place, he's eyeing me for like a second.
All right,
and I'm like, did I steal anything? Like, he's like, I thought you moved back to Philly. I'm like, whoa.
Just randomly knows your life.
What? He's like, I know you from Facebook. And then actually, I was looking to get something from the piping aisle.
Oh.
And he was the guy that helped me.
Manly work.
And I was like, what's your name? He's like, Bobby Alvarez. I'm like, yeah, I know you. And I guess he used to listen to the show, but he likes me because, are we connected? Because he's from back my way.
Okay.
In Jersey, so.
Not Jersey.
So let me introduce you for those that don't know.
Okay.
This is Floyd Anderson.
Hello.
What was it, like 4 years ago?
Oh, yeah.
Philip says, I got this guy. And then you showed up.
I did show up.
And you're maybe the most successful, most talented drag queen in all the Midwest?
Allegedly.
Are you giving up that life? Like, because I know we talked in one of our recent podcasts, you're like, I don't know if I want to do it anymore.
Yeah, like once graduating school, I was like, oh, I'm going to find my career, and that is hard. So, but I have a show in Ann Arbor every Thursday, so my last show is this Thursday. But I'll still be doing shows downtown. Deja ain't going nowhere.
So Deja D. Delatero.
Deja D. Hot Mess.
Because there are some people who And I wanted to give you the proper introduction. You're from here?
Yes.
Went up to Specs Howard in Detroit to do some school.
Mm-hmm.
You're 36?
Five.
Sorry.
Don't age me that soon.
You know what the good thing is? We don't look our age.
We don't. I still get 25. I'll give you that.
The dudes that moved me a couple of weeks ago, shout out to Maumee Valley Movers, Cody and I forget the other dude's name. I was like, how old do you think I am? He's like, 25. I'm like, stop.
You play that game with people?
Stop it, sweet boy. I am.
I would, 25, yeah. I actually don't know your real age. I know you've told me before, but like I said.
Is it because I'm dressed like a
12-year-old? Yes.
Yeah, okay. I was going to say like.
You dress like Pete Davidson.
Yeah. Stop. But I don't look as strung out.
No. He looks like he hasn't slept in ages.
Yeah. I'm 39.
Oh, that's a good age.
Is it really?
That's a good age.
How do you know you haven't been there?
I'm just assuming. Well, when I want to be 39, I would want to look 25.
I think he just goofed. He was a young kid. I don't think he knew ages. Usually I'll get like late 20s, 30s.
However, that is a safe age to say.
I have no gripes about 40.
I should go around Toledo without people like knowing what I look like yet. Just be like, hey, how old do you think I am? And I bet everyone would say like 25.
You'd be tough to guess. I think you'd be really tough. I would go younger.
Younger?
Yeah.
All right, keep talking.
What did you do this weekend?
This week was all the Adam Street Christmas holiday party stuff. So,
was it?
Yes, we did the youth LGBTQ at George's, and then we had the holiday show Friday. So all the holiday stuff was this weekend, and I went there.
Were they like a big deal? Because this wasn't bar crawl stuff, right?
No. It was just mainly just Adam Street stuff. Like, I don't think it press-wise or promotion-wise, it didn't go beyond that.
So, like, the holiday party for the people that put things on?
Saturday was the actual holiday for the kids. So, like, from noon to 3. And there, when I went at, like, noon, because I went early, I don't want to deal with kids on a Saturday. There was, like, 4 to 5 families there. So, they had a good, decent turnout for the kids.
Okay.
They were dancing, and had the little Christmas dresses on and cookies.
Like, one of the few times on Adam Street when a lot of people get together and there's no heavy drinking?
Yeah, there was no alcohol served at all.
Not to the kids. Yeah.
Oh, no. That's why I didn't stay long. I have no need here.
I guess the buttons are all pushed in right. Again, 419-240-1055. What's the number?
Q105 Studios.
What?
Also by Nationwide Auto Finance.
This is Q105.
I guess we're done for now. On
HD1, Sylvania, Toledo.
All right, 611 on Q105. It's, I would say, the name of the show, but it doesn't have one. Good morning. It's Eric Chase and Floyd. Good morning.
Good morning.
In the 7 o'clock hour today, a little after 7, we have a Demetrius approved ladies panel. He didn't want me asking questions, so he supplied them. In the 8 o'clock hour, we'll have a couple of guests drop by, and also, how little does he have? We'll also get to some news, some local stuff, and entertainment news towards the end of this hour. Our phone number is 419-240-1055, 419-240-1055. The text to get up soon. So I wanted to, before we got rudely cut off, but we'll see, it's like everybody's listening today, and I'm kind of disappointed. Like, you're not going to get the best.
We're going to get better. We're already good, so. I'm the champion for the show already, so.
Well, I appreciate that.
I'm the number one champion.
That is Floyd Anderson. It's Eric and Floyd. The morning here on Q105. If you're looking for Danny, he, Susie, and Paul are literally right across the hallway as the morning show merry-go-round happened here at Cumulus. So Friday night, went to a holiday party. Was
okay.
In and out super quick with a friend, who my former neighbor, who I hang out with. And she and I are alike. Like, we're not real social butterflies. So we got in and out real quick. And then Saturday night, I'd hate to say that, like, this is who and what I am.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is who and what I am.
Accept it.
Yeah, like, I don't care. So, 6 o'clock on Saturday night, I'd been at the mall earlier for Coats for Kids. Demetrius and Ashley and I did a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to work on, like, a home project per week or so.
Okay.
So, Ashley, who is stealing you...
Totally stolen. Like, we met that one fateful Sunday last week. We're friends now. It's Facebook official.
Yeah, she
Instagram
totally,
official.
She totally stole you.
She did.
So we made a point to catch up. She had some holiday shopping to do. She texted me at 6 o'clock, and she's like, what's up? Or I think I texted her, I was like, how's your holiday shopping go? She's like, good. Do you want to go to Lowe's? Do you want to go get your piping and your wood? So I have a new condo. I would like to put up some... I'd like to make my own shelving.
Okay.
And I think it's an easy enough project.
See, so, every time someone says that, it's not.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
But I have, like, no expectations.
But I'm here for you in spirit because I couldn't help you.
I have helpful friends.
Are you, like twisting the pipes or, like, I don't know how pipes work.
Kind of.
Okay.
Kind of. Do you know what a plumbing flange is?
I'm going to say no.
Okay. So it's like rustic pipe
okay.
for shelf brackets is kind of like a thing.
All right.
And I could buy them, which I wound up doing. But long story short, Ashley texted me. We were going back and forth, and I'm kind of indifferent about going.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just kind of bought a book. You know, book. Lowe's on a Saturday night. But I don't care.
I see you sitting on your couch with a crocheted blanket, sipping coffee, reading your books while your dogs are around you.
With the little dog petting him gently,
exactly,
right?
Exactly.
I don't care. I mean,
you're like that old Matt TV skit, The Lowered Expectations.
Never watched it.
Okay, but trust me, you are.
Well, I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
I don't mean to like ignore you. I'm just trying to keep an eye on time here,
make sure we're
recording this stuff. So that was my active Saturday night. Yesterday, I went over to the Ronald McDonald House to help out my friends with the Jewish Federation.
Okay.
Quick thing from there. Do you know what the Ronald McDonald House is?
I do.
Okay. For everybody else, it's right in the shadow of Toledo Hospital. We have one here now. Kids that are really, really sick, they allow their families to stay there with them. Like, it's like a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that they raise a lot of money for what they need by, funny, you just opened that on the air.
I put it down.
I still heard it.
Cause you're in the room with me.
So can you wait till the mics are off?
Really?
Yeah, really.
Sorry.
They collect pull tabs. They have like a dump truck out back with like tens of thousands of them. And a couple of years ago, they got $20,000 from pull tabs.
Hmm.
So if you could save some pull tabs for the Ronald McDonald House, which is great
from top to bottom. They're going to get a lot from me.
Yeah, apparently there's one little girl that comes every couple of weeks, and she, like a little girl, her mm-hmm. mom brings like one or two. And that's like no money at all, but the fact that she's doing it is great.
I bet in like her heart of hearts, like she's right. She feels like the biggest superhero in the world.
Yep. Yep,
that's awesome.
So if you save your pull tabs for the Ronald McDonald House over where Toledo Hospital is, donate them. They can recycle them. They got $20,000 a couple of years ago.
Nice.
Because of some of the tariff changes this year, they're only getting $10,000. But $10,000 for pull tabs, which nobody uses.
Right. Yeah.
Last night, I'm kind of prepping for this.
Okay.
And as usual, I'm sitting on Twitter. So I have a Twitter thing.
Are you a Twitter person?
I sit on Twitter all the time.
I don't even know why I asked. You retweet everyone.
I try to. I don't try to. We don't have to get that. But I have a big gripe with Twitter. People use Twitter a lot, right?
I do.
What one feature do you want?
On Twitter? Like what one feature?
Is there something that you do want the damn edit button?
No.
Okay, good.
No.
Here's why the edit button wouldn't work in concise fashion. Let's say you retweet something you like. A couple of days later, somebody goes back and edits that and says, Floyd hates black people.
What?
Now that's in your timeline.
Wait. That's how that works?
If there was an edit button.
Like,
if there was.
No.
Yeah.
Don't do that to me.
Yeah.
I love black people, by the way.
So no edit button, but I would like, and Peapod here.
Yes.
Told me that I can turn off people's retweets, which is great because I don't. If you don't want to see my retweets, that's totally fine. I get it. But if you want to follow me, but not my retweets, I get it. But I don't like the change that they made where the like button actually acts as a retweet now as well.
It does, and I noticed that the other day because when other people like it, you get a notification. I'm like, what are these people?
I don't do notifications, but I see it in my timeline.
Yeah.
And I'm scrolling last night, and I'm like, oh. There's that. I'm like, now there's like a porn account that I follow. Like one. Oh, it's like orgasm gifts.
Yeah, don't follow me on Twitter because that's all I do is follow porn stars.
Oh, okay. That's what I'm getting.
So, I was like, is this about me?
Yeah, it is. It says your tweet on the show sheet. So I thought, and this orgasm gifts account tweets like once a week, and then it's just like a Kanye tirade of like six in a row or whatever. And I thought it was that.
Uh-huh.
And because it's a man saying, I'm at work, a little bored, a little turned on. And it's a man with his penis out in the bathroom. And I'm like, oh, okay, orgasm gifts is back here. I'm ready for my tweets. And it was you who liked it.
And it showed
up in my account, in my timeline.
And I just realized, Bob, don't listen. But he's hot.
I get that.
I knew this was about. Like, I got that feeling in my body. I said, this is about to be segued toward me. I'm sorry.
Hey, don't apologize. I'm just telling you, like, don't. And girls before that I used to work with said to me, you know, you're disgusting or you're nasty. Because there's like, I've liked some sensual pictures.
I'm only human.
And I don't have a problem with you seeing what I've liked if you go into my likes. But remember, when you like something, it shows up in everyone else's timeline that follows you.
Are you lecturing me right now?
No, I'm just saying.
I'm like, oh my God, I'm so sorry.
This is really just A. That's and funny. B here.
So
A,
if Twitter is listening, we need that feature.
A, I follow Floyd. B, Floyd likes dude with his thing out, and it shows up in my timeline. Like, I don't care. I now know. I'm just reminding you.
That's cool.
Okay.
I like the way you like secretly outed me too on the radio. I'm just kidding. Oh, for the first time, you didn't say anything.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
Talk about everything. You know that.
I know.
I mean, you're in the nest, wolf's den.
What's that mean?
Like, this is what it is, man.
I know.
The only way this is different from the podcast that we do, we got to play some commercials, we got to play some music, and we can't say the F word. Other than that,
I'm good.
It's Eric and Floyd. This show has no name yet. We're considering some names, so we appreciate your patience as we get going here on the first day. Let's see. Coming up in news, there's something at Alexis and C-Corps that everyone is going wild over, and it goes back to Charlie Brown. We'll get into that, I don't know, 6:30 or so here on Q105. Good morning.
Q105 traffic.
All right, it's 6:32 on Q105, unnamed show. It's Eric and Floyd.
Yes.
Good morning. Our phone number, where we now have the text messaging all wired up, 419-240-1055. 419-240-1055. By the way, I will do my best to get the podcast up. If you're familiar with where these are at, you're good to go. You're hopefully already subscribed, but you can search my name, Eric Chase, where you get your podcast episodes like Apple Podcasts. You can check Spotify. You can check Podbean. You can also search my name on the Podbean website or hit up our website, Q1055.com. I'm always surprised. So what's the if you can manage your smartphone, you should be able to get a podcast.
Right.
Is that fair?
That's fair. Like, yeah.
I know that some people, we were talking about Twitter in the last segment.
Mm-hmm.
Some people don't, they say, I don't understand Twitter. I'll get that. I get that. Or if like you don't understand Instagram stories. I'll get that.
You know what I don't get, but I use it all the time? Snapchat.
I never got into Snapchat.
I'm into it, but like you just send a picture to a friend.
Right. Well, you don't. I guess the best thing about it is that you don't have to save the pictures on your phone.
I guess you're right, but so it's still, yeah.
And Snapchat is like being whittled away at by Facebook,
yeah,
and Instagram, and the stories.
Even Twitter has it now, too, I think. You can set it up that way. But I mean, if you post something on Twitter anyway, it's there. Remember,
I just don't want to hear anything that, like, I don't understand how to do podcasts. Like, if you're under 30 years old, you should be able to figure out how to do podcasts. Or if you can, like, open apps functionally on your phone, you should be able to find a podcast. And I'm recording the show here today. I'll do my best to get you things on the podcast later on today. Let's do some news.
Yeah.
A Toledo family of six, already having a tough year dealing with major medical issues. They lost their home early Saturday morning. The fire happened around 3:45 on the 3200 block of Brock Drive in West Toledo. Toledo Fire said the damage was extensive to both upstairs and downstairs. The family believes the fire was ignited by a candle that was left in the window. Six people live in the home, but only four were inside at the time of the fire. No injuries were reported. There's a GoFundMe page that was started earlier this year for Alex Simpson, the dad, who lives at home with his wife and their four children. He went to the hospital in late August with a headache and was told he had a large brain tumor that would require emergency surgery. Then on Saturday, a different GoFundMe was started to help the family after the fire. I know they're looking for lots of basics, like simply clothing for their backs. Let's go to another news element here. I'm so used to doing the numbers, and I have the numbers next to them, so we'll do five stories. This is the second one. A local, do you know what Toledo Maritime Academy is?
I do, actually.
You know where it's at?
Right downtown.
Yeah, it's right in the shadow of WTOL,
mm-hmm.
Off of Summit Street near the water. They are a local charter school that could be shut down by the state because of continued poor academic performance. But school leaders, students, and parents disagree with the state's low grades of the Maritime Academy of Toledo. Gage Wittenberg is one of 25 2018 graduates of the school. He's stationed in Florida with the Army. He says the Maritime Academy's program was invaluable. Whether or not you go into the military, they try to help you prepare to go out and find a good job. The state gave the school an F on performance and a D or F on gap closing. Now, the state is threatening to close the academy if the program doesn't improve. The family of Gage believe the grades are biased since the students at Maritime are hands-on learners who may not test well. Let's see.
That was me, though, in high school. I was hands-on. I didn't test well at all.
Did you do, like, trades in school or anything?
No, I didn't, but, like, I get where he's coming from with that. Like, sometimes a visual learner is better than a test. You can, I don't know.
The superintendent says the state is incorrectly reporting graduation rates. And Gage said our graduating classes have actually gotten larger than when I first started. It's frustrating to see a school that you believed in having this kind of scrutiny placed on them when you feel it's so unfounded. That's his mom. Right now, closing the school is a threat. The state wants the school to come up with an improvement plan and ways to fix the problems. Next story. I saw this last night on Facebook. Do you know, Guy in the 419? Do you know that guy on Facebook?
I don't.
There's a girl in the Glass City.
I know her.
That kind of mirrors that. So maybe okay. You saw this last night. There is a weed growing at the intersection or on the sidewalk of Alexis and Secor.
I did see this.
Okay.
I did.
I didn't get it, but it emerged from cracked pavement at Alexis and Secor. It started off with minimal decoration, and now the weed is slowing traffic.
Mm-hmm.
People first heard about the tree on Saturday night. Now there's a Facebook group and even a check-in for those who stop by. One Snapchat caption said, "Oh, Christmas weed, oh, Christmas weed." Is this like some kind of Charlie Brown thing?
It looks like it. I mean, I feel like, why not? It's like a monument now.
It is. It's decorated.
It is. I saw the picture and
there's something up on our I shared the Girl in the Glass City's post on our Q105 Facebook page if you'd like to see it. There's lights. I think some people have put some gifts there.
Yeah.
I don't get the Charlie. I know the Great Pumpkin.
Wait, are you about to say you've never seen a Charlie Brown Christmas?
I know of the Great Pumpkin. Oh. I watched it when I was a kid. Is there a Charlie Brown Christmas?
There is a Charlie Brown Christmas.
Is that what this is from?
Pretty much, because they're on a hunt for a Christmas tree, but they waited too long and they can't find one, so they have like this little limp stump with a leaf on it and one red ornament.
So kind of depressing?
Yeah, but it's Charlie Brown, so it's uplifting at the end, because they play that doon-doon song and... You know,
but Linus gets in on the action.
Yeah, and that little one kid does the head thing from one side to. You know what I'm talking? No, you never seen it.
I didn't
educate yourself.
It's never. As a kid, when I was growing up, trying to figure out Charlie Brown, I'm like, why is he bald? Like, is he really?
He had a bang. And don't judge him.
And I was, and maybe this is me foreshadowing my advocacy for mental health. Mm-hmm. But I did not like the way Lucy.
Oh, she set up that little shop and took the 5 cents.
She bullied the hell out of him.
Yeah, always, all of them.
Always, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. Her and Miss Piggy problems.
Miss Piggy is my spirit.
She treats
Muppet.
Kermit like crap.
He takes it. I mean, what else is the frog going to do?
That's Stockholm Syndrome.
Don't throw big words at me.
Okay, so we have that weed at Alexis and Secor.
Let's go visit it later.
I have stuff to do.
Fine, I'll go by myself.
2 o'clock, I have to go over to Good Grief.
Oh.
And then 5 o'clock, I'll be over at the mall working the box for Coats for Kids.
Yay.
But keep posting the pictures if you would.
I will take a picture with it.
Two more stories. Colin Kroll, he is a co-founder and CEO of the hit gaming app HQ Trivia, was found dead Sunday morning in New York. He was 34. Now, if I'm not mistaken, HQ Trivia, did you play it?
Mm-mm, no, but I know of it.
Okay, so everybody was in on this thing, and everybody here in Toledo loves trivia at bars. So this was the app where you could win money, I think, right?
Okay, so it's like, is it like the Kahoot type thing? Does it make sense? Okay, never mind.
They found him in a bedroom in his New York apartment after his girlfriend called the NYPD for a wellness check. He was unconscious and unresponsive and pronounced dead on the scene. Medical examiner will have to determine the cause of death. He became a big name in the tech world after co-founding Vine, the now defunct looping video platform that launched the careers of numerous social media stars. Mm-hmm. Twitter bought Vine in 2012 and shuttered the platform 4 years later, which has disappointed a lot of people. Kroll and his business partner, Russ Yusupov went on to form the Intermedia Labs, the company behind HQ Trivia. The real-time trivia app game launched last year. It soared to the top of Apple's free game app chart in the first couple months of this year, but its popularity waned and has since fallen out of the top 100 free games list on the iTunes store. Recode reported that Kroll worked with another board member to oust Yusupov, who served as CEO. Kroll then became the CEO after his partner was forced out. As he prepared to take on the role, questions about his conduct triggered concern. A formal HR complaint accused him of inappropriate and unprofessional behavior, Recode reported, and sources told the outlet Kroll was previously fired from Twitter for poor management. Intermedia Lab told Recode that a third-party investigation into the complaint yielded no concerns. Anytime when I read about some kind of tech firm behavior problem, it always seems that there's some kind of misogyny or sexual impropriety. So, because it's such a male-dominated industry with a lot of dirtbags.
As you're going on with the story, I was like, oh, this is getting deep. Like just more and more. Like
anytime there's like a tech story, it's like Uber. Mm-hmm. I remember when somebody filmed their CEO.
Yeah.
And people are always all over Jack on Twitter. Mm-hmm. The last thing we'll get to is some sports stuff from yesterday. Well, actually from Saturday night, the Browns win 17-16. They're on the periphery of it, but they are potentially looking at making the playoffs. So Browns win. They beat the Broncos 17-16. Lions lose yesterday in Buffalo 14-13. And the Steelers beat the Patriots 17-10 yesterday. The Walleye lose to Brampton 4-2 and are off until a Friday home game. It's 6:42. That was kind of seamless.
Yay sports.
Yay
sports.
Well, I don't want to do drops on the show all the time, but when we get to a sports story, we'll have it. Yay! We'll have sports. You and Peapod going, yay, sports.
Exactly.
It's not sports, but a couple of stories to get to from the weekend, including Pete Davidson's safety and Matt Damon's unconventional open for Saturday Night Live. That's on the way before 7 here on Q105.
Q105 traffic spots.
All right, Charlie Puth at 6:55 with Q105. A couple of minutes before 7 o'clock, it's Eric Chase and Floyd. We'll dip into our entertainment stories. First up is Matt Damon, who was the host of Saturday Night Live. Are you kidding me? I'm not getting cooperation from the computer.
Oh, technology.
For real, man?
Happy first day. Yay.
I'm so not happy.
I know. I see it in your face.
I'm not happy at all. Anyway, Matt Damon, instead of doing a hysterical open for Saturday Night Live as he hosted, actually talked about his dad, which I wanted to play for you, but I don't have now. It was a couple of jokes, and then he talked about going to visit his dad on the weekends. And then his dad said, if you can stay up till 1 o'clock, you can watch Saturday Night Live. And he said he never got the jokes, but he enjoyed the time with his dad, and family was really important. Because his dad just passed away a year ago.
A year ago, yeah.
Also on Saturday Night Live from this weekend, I'm super irritated. I'm super duper irritated right now, and I shouldn't let that bother me. But
it was good content. I know. If I could reenact it, I would. But
I'm bothered. I don't like having to be on this clock like this. Also on Saturday Night Live, so there was all this weird Kanye stuff. He had another tweet storm Friday into Saturday, and somehow it weaved through Drake and Ariana Grande, and then we all got to talking about Pete Davidson, because Pete Davidson, Ariana's former fiance, had an alarming Instagram message. I really don't want to be on Earth. I don't really want to be on this Earth anymore. I'm doing my best to stay here for you, but I don't actually know how much longer I can last. All I've ever tried to do is help people. Just remember, I told you so. So after that, everybody freaked out because he deleted his Instagram, and that was in a note app that he posted on his Instagram. Then New York police said they performed a wellness check on him.
There's a lot of wellness checks happening in New York City.
It's often deserved. Police officers met with Davidson. I believe this was at the Saturday Night Live studios, because this all transpired Saturday afternoon into the early evening. And a New York police lieutenant would not say where or when the wellness check was done, but I believe some people have said it was at the SNL studios. There was a pre-recorded skit where he played Mr. Robot actor Rami Malek, who was also in Bohemian Rhapsody,
yes,
the Freddie Mercury character. auditioning for a role hosting the Oscars and later introduced live a live performance by Miley Cyrus and Mark Ronson in their really good new song called Nothing Breaks Like a Heart.
Yes.
Have you heard it?
I have.
You like? What do you think?
I go back and forth with Miley, but this is a gem.
Take the
Miley. Unlike her last album, that weird country pop thing she released.
With Malibu?
Yeah, that song was bad.
Really?
I wasn't a fan.
It was okay. There were no hits on it. And
no.
This is a Mark Ronson project. I like to say for this Miley song, it's like if Johnny Cash were still alive and a woman and did EDM, it would be that song.
Okay. I feel it.
A little twangy, but a little Spanish.
And it's still her. Like, you know, yeah. I know.
Even when Miley did the Bangers album,
yeah,
and was not Party in the USA Miley,
uh-huh,
I still like those songs.
Yeah. I like the Bangers album. The concert was weird, though.
Pete Davidson did the introduction for Miley. It's been a weird year for Davidson. In October, he and Ariana Grande announced their very public whirlwind romance turned engagement had ended. We all remember the size of the ring he got her. On the November 3rd edition of SNL, Davidson mocked the appearance of Dan Crenshaw, a congressional candidate from Texas who lost his eye while serving in Afghanistan. 1 week later, Crenshaw appeared on the show and received an apology from Davidson, and they really had good chemistry that night, hashing that thing out. Then on December 3rd, the comedian took to Instagram to address bullying he's endured for the past 9 months, roughly the length of his relationship with Ariana Grande. I'm trying to understand how when something happens to a guy, the whole entire world just trashes him without any facts or frame of reference. The bullying, he said, has occurred both online and in public. He's been open about his mental health struggles in the past, including being diagnosed with borderline personality disorder. Did you follow any of this on Saturday?
I didn't know he was going through all that. I just thought he was...
Yeah, he gets...
I thought he was just going through a bad breakup, but when you break it down...
He gets crucified online, and then people go after Ariana Grande. It's a mess.
Yeah.
Like, I love her attitude on... Do you follow her on Twitter?
I do.
I love her attitude on Twitter, because she gives no Fs,
and
she says a lot of Fs on,
she does.
On Twitter.
She really does.
It's 7 o'clock. It's Eric Chase and Floyd. I have a Demetrius-approved list of a panel of ladies' questions that we can get to in just a bit. And also, we got to thank our very first and only... How about that? We have a sponsor before we even got on the air. Mike Buck State Farm. Buck State Farm out there in Sylvania. Mike, thanks for sponsoring the show. More to come. We'll get to those Demetrius questions coming up at 7 o'clock on Q105. Q105 student. Welcome in. Good morning. It's 7:14 on Q105. It's Eric Chase. Floyd is here. We have a guest, and I'll introduce her in just 1 second. We do need Floyd. Who do we have?
We have Elena.
All right. We'll grab Elena in 1 second. We're going to do a panel of ladies, and Demetrius is not a sponsor of this, but when I told him that we needed to get more ladies, actually, Russ said, we need 5,000 ladies to listen to the radio station. Can you do that? I was like, we can try. he's like, and Demetrius said, I don't know if I trust you asking your questions to them. So he's provided me some questions. So we have Elena, we have our guest, and we could use one more. 419-240-1055. 419-240-1055. Elena, hold on. We can take one more caller to hop on. Floyd, hopefully somebody rings in. You can grab that. But please let me introduce a friend, Pam, from Dr. Frankel's office.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good
to see you. There would be no one better to have on as a first day guest than you.
Well, we've gone back a long ways. We've gone back a long ways.
It's been, you want to know how long? You want to take a guess?
8 years?
Six. Beginning of 2013 or so. Yeah. And I'll never forget. It was probably like April or May of that year. And again, Elena, hold on. 419-240-1055. If you would like to answer these panel of ladies questions, call now. Floyd, if somebody rings in, grab them. I remember I was sitting in the chair. You're like, I would love to put you on a billboard.
That's right.
Floyd, I'm going to take your mic off so you can do that. I'd love to put you on a billboard. I'm like, you can't do that.
I didn't even know you were a DJ. I just thought you'd be great on the billboard. I still want you on the billboard.
We're not doing a billboard.
I want you on the billboard. You're perfect on the billboard.
Well, thanks for coming in today. I want to, can we ask you these questions?
Sure.
They will not be profane or depraved or anything wild.
No problem.
What's your name?
So let me get Elena first. Mm-hmm. Hi, Elena. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. Good to have you on with us. Oh, Floyd didn't give me your stuff. So how old are you? Where are you from? And are you single or married?
32 from Rossford, and I'm married.
32, Rossford, married. Pam, where are you from?
I'm from Portland, Oregon.
I know that, but like, where do you live now?
I live in Toledo.
In Toledo, and you are ageless.
Ageless.
And single.
And single.
Okay, so here's Pam. Let me pull up here. Rachel, hi Rachel, good morning.
Good morning, Eric T.
39, engaged. Where are you from?
I'm from Perrysburg.
Okay. All right, Elena, we'll start with you, okay?
Okay.
How many friends do you have that you consider best friends?
Ooh, four.
Four? What are their names?
Lauren, Jamie, and Lauren. two Jamies, two Laurens.
And they're all, like, equally best, right?
They really are.
Okay. Rachel, how many friends do you have that you consider best friends?
I'm going to say five.
Five. Who are they?
Mandy, Haley, and Nicole, and Susie.
Okay. Pam, how many friends do you have that you consider best friends?
Two friends. two best friends.
Two friends two, total?
Two friends. No, two best friends. Best friends.
If you were to say I have two friends and they're my best friends, that's I'm good with that. Like, you don't need anything extra. You're either my best friend or you're an acquaintance.
Are you right? That's kind of true. But
yeah. Who are they?
That one is named Nan and the other is Julia.
Okay, you go back a long way with them?
A long way.
From back home home?
They are not from back home home, but they are friends. One I've been friends with since, I don't even know how many years, decades. And I can share anything with them. That's why they're best friends.
Let's go with Elena next.
Okay.
Well, I can't ask that question. Elena, so you're married. Do you prefer your husband to surprise you with a night out, or do you want to be involved with the planning of the night?
I would totally rather be surprised.
When's the last time he did that for you?
I guess a night out, it's been a little while, but he's good with surprises. He's very thoughtful, so I don't ever know when it's coming. It always kind of comes at an obscure time, and it's always good. He really hasn't surprised me with a night out in a long time.
Time for him to get on it.
Yes. Rachel, I hope he's listening. I texted him.
Rachel, oh, good. Yeah. By the way, if you call into the show, tell somebody else who might not know that we're back on the air that we're here, okay? Appreciate it. Rachel, do you want to be surprised, or do you want your fiancé to let you in on things and so you can plan it?
I'm a control freak, so I kind of like to be in on the planning. I love to say that I like to be surprised and swept off my feet, but no, I'm a control freak.
Pam, do you want to be in on this? Do you
surprise me?
Surprise?
Oh, come on now.
When's the last time somebody surprised you with something?
No, that's a good question. It's probably been a while.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. When's the last time you planned a surprise?
I planned a surprise like last week.
What was it?
Kind of. Well, there's a person who's leaving the office, okay. Retiring, and we planned a surprise party for her.
Okay.
Nice.
Cool. Did it already happen?
It already happened.
Okay.
It was great.
Have I met Marie? She's
up front.
Okay.
Very quiet.
I'm sure I met her before.
Yes.
At Talmadge and Monroe or Mommy?
Talmadge and Monroe.
Okay. Tell I say good luck.
I will do that.
What's something? Oh, okay. Elena, what?
Yeah.
What do you and your significant other usually wind up fighting over most frequently? Well, like what causes the most arguments?
probably, I don't necessarily know it's one thing, or it'll just be communication. So, like, we didn't communicate well, so we end up getting frustrated. But I don't necessarily think there's one thing. I just think that's probably it.
Okay.
It causes arguments.
Rachel, what are you and your fiancé usually wind up fighting over the most?
Well, fortunately, I'm lucky we don't really fight. We actually discuss, which is kind of nice. But it has to be over parenting styles.
Over parenting styles?
Yes.
Interesting. I thought it might be like money or something like that, but that makes a lot of sense. Pam?
No, not money.
Pam, who do you fight with most often? Somebody at work?
Yeah, let's say someone at work.
Is it communication?
It's communication. Okay. It's definitely communication.
All right, last question, because I think we're kind of running short on time. Elena, what question shouldn't I ask you? It could be anything like you don't want to tell people. It's too private. You would be embarrassed. What questions shouldn't I ask you? No, don't worry. I won't ask it. I just want to know what I shouldn't ask you.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I'm glad
if I like my job.
If you like your job. Okay. Yeah. Rachel, what questions shouldn't I ask you?
Oh, I was hoping I would be last. Have more time to think. Probably something having to do with my personal life when I was single, put it that way.
Okay. Elena, by the way, you know, you probably gave your employer, how you feel about your job by giving you that question, right? Yeah. Pam, what question shouldn't I ask you?
Ask me any question. Just ask me the question.
Don't put that out there, because you know
I... Ask me.
Elena...
I like her.
Come on now.
Elena and Rachel, thank you ladies for calling in this morning here on the first day. We appreciate it. Have a good morning. I can ask you anything I want.
Yes, it doesn't mean I have to answer it, but of course. But I'll answer it with something.
Oh, totally.
Ask me, no, I answer.
Love you.
I love you.
I
want the question.
Do it.
Have you ever had a naughty thought about me?
Oh, a naughty thought about you? I haven't.
Wait a minute. Wait,
it's not because
that pause.
No, because I had to think about what defines a naughty thought. So, no, I haven't, but I really find you attractive and I want you on the billboard. But I haven't had a naughty thought about you.
A big Eric, yeah.
7:23. By the way, if it wasn't obvious, Pam is the director of all things fun and marketing for Dr. Frankel's office. There's two locations, and I think I have to do the little live thing here. So I was going to throw out there, since it's the end of the year, I kind of remember some of those notes, and the notes that I would get would be, it's the end of the year, so make sure you take advantage of your dental insurance, right?
Absolutely.
Because if the calendar turns over, most people's insurance is the 1st to the 31st of December, you're going to lose it, and you're going to have to restart your deductible or your copay, so get that second appointment in. Even if it's your first appointment, even if you haven't been to the dentist in 6 months or 6 years, Dr. Frankel's a good spot to go.
We'd love to see you.
Use your insurance. Anything else you guys have coming up? Any good causes? Any good efforts?
We have been. We're really so excited after our last effort. You know, we had Free Dental Day the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. We do that. And we did over almost $40,000 worth of dentistry. It is so gratifying to take care of people who are in need before a holiday. So we do a lot of things like that for the community. And just like this station, we're fun for the community. We serve all. And this is so much fun. I want another question.
Come in here like, I don't really do this. you know, we're looking for co-hosts. Last question. I have a Dr. Frankel question.
Okay.
Dr. Frankel is Jewish, right?
Yes.
That was not the question. Does he double dip or does he just do Hanukkah? And when I say double dip, does he do Hanukkah and Christmas?
He does Hanukkah and Christmas.
He double dips.
Well, his wife is not.
A Gentile?
Yes.
I love that answer. His wife is not.
Good to see you. Tell everybody at the office
his
he said hi, okay?
I will.
Okay. It's 7:25 with, I want to say the name of the old show, but we can't. It's 7:25. It's Eric and Floyd. Crying kids or like scared of Santa stuff coming up next.
Q105 traffic.
It's 7:36 on Q105. Good morning. It's Eric, Chase, and Floyd. Our very first day on the air here.
Yes.
Our phone number is 419-240-1055. If you missed the start of the show, we're getting a little bit better. We're getting our sea legs going here. We'll have the podcast hopefully posted after the show. You can get it at Q1055.com or search Eric Chase where you get your podcast episodes. I wanted to talk about, there's a girl that I know. She has a newborn, and his outburst of crying actually worked to her benefit. And I wanted to tie that in with scared of Santa pictures are my favorites.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Oh,
but
yes.
We have a little bit of breaking news.
We do.
You might have heard that we talked about earlier in the show. You might have seen it on our Q105 Facebook page. Over the weekend, people started to take to something that was happening at Alexis and C-Corp. It was some type of growth from a crack in the sidewalk, and it began to be called, I guess, the Christmas weed, something akin to what Charlie Brown had.
Yes.
Which, Floyd, you filled me in with.
Yeah.
People started to decorate it. I believe last night, people had put some gifts underneath this Christmas weed. Again, it's on our Q105 Facebook page. And I, like I said before the song, just wanted to give you a heads up that this was there, this was happening. And then as we're playing the song...
And I was going to take a group of people go visit it today.
Alexis and Z-Core. So what happened?
Well, my minions of my million minions or two, my friend Brandy just broke it to me that someone stole the Christmas weed.
Where did you see this?
How did
this come to your attention?
This came to my attention because I was getting a group of people to go visit it tonight to take pictures, and she just said, "Heard you talking about it. Just want to let you know the Christmas weed has been stolen." And not only that, she sent me a video because someone put it on their Snapchat, and the caption says, "When you bring Whoville to Toledo, I'm the Grinch, bitch." This person is hateful.
So, another instance...
why we can't have nice things.
Another incident where someone does something not illegal, but like this was a nice little thing here for
it wasn't
Toledo.
Hurting anyone.
And then they
I'm so mad.
They have to go take they took video of them taking this.
I'm literally watching the video right now.
And there's video. Describe the video if you could.
The video is it's two people clearly in a car laughing, and while they're parked across the street, their friend is running off the car, and they take the weed and they snatch it up, and they're laughing, and either they're running or their car's really shaky. But yeah, they snatch it up. They're in the car, and it says, "I'm the Grinch, bitch."
We have to catch these people.
We do.
Can your friend find out who they are?
Oh, I am on this.
We need to put these people on blast because a lot of people were enjoying this.
I'm gonna call the I team.
Sean Hegarty, wake up!
I'm angry.
Drop your kids off at school and go find out who stole this thing. I mean, this was a nice little thing, and it's kind of cute. And you know what I like? I'm not much for like. There's lights everywhere downtown.
Yeah.
I was going to say, lights before Christmas at the zoo is obviously a tradition.
Right.
If you went over the weekend like Ashley did, it was more mild than last weekend. There's lights downtown all over Hensville now.
Alexis Rowe needed this weed. There, I said it.
I'm not one much for tradition or lights don't do anything for me, but this is like cute and quaint.
And it could have been a staple of the community. It didn't get a chance.
Where, like, every year...
All Christmas weeds matter. I'm so mad right now. I'm mad.
Every year, some bizarre growth happens in the area, and we go, that's the Toledo Christmas weed. But these people had to go and ruin it.
They did.
And I don't want them locked up, but I want them...
I'm at that trial. I'm telling you.
So the Christmas weed is gone. Hopefully you got to see it at Alexis and Z-Core, and hopefully we can track these people down. It's Eric Chase and Floyd on Q105. Before 8, we've got our audio working now. So there is another remake of Africa. We'll get to that. And Matt Damon's Open, a very heart-wrenching Open from Saturday Night Live for his dad. That's coming up before 8 o'clock on Q105.
Q105 track.
It's 7:50 on Q105. Good morning. It's Eric Chase and Floyd. Now, weekday mornings here, 6 to 10, or roughly thereabouts on Q105. A couple of things to get to. Thanks to our very first sponsor, Mike Buck State Farm.
Thanks, Mike.
Out in Sylvania podcast. Later on, hit the website, Q1055.com, or you can search Eric Chase, where you get your podcast episodes. People are asking or texting. You can text or call 419-240-1055. People are asking, where can they listen to the show? If you search Q105 in the App Store, now this is only for iPhones. I don't know about Android. If you search in the App Store, Q105, you'll see a standalone app where you can listen and stream the show. We'll get to some entertainment with Matt Damon and more Africa in a second. But some updates here with the Christmas weed. We thought that we were going to have another great Christmas tradition here in Toledo. The Toledo Zoo, Lights Before Christmas. Now I think in its third year, the lights at Hensville. And we had something called a Christmas weed that was growing at Alexis and Secor. People were taking pictures with it. There were some lights. There were some presents. There was a Facebook page. Floyd got a message, a video.
And a video.
And what did the video have?
There's a young man taking it. I'm so mad about it. And there's a legit getaway car, and they're giggling.
Another idiot filming their crime.
Exactly.
I'm not blasting this person because, well, I mean, they deserve to be put on blast. But I think I know who they are, according to a message that I got. But it's on the Toledo Christmas Weed page. Ashton Lee says he lives in Ann Arbor, is the one that is probably of that video.
Shady shenanigans.
Some further updates. I got a text message from a friend, and this is from this morning, that someone either... it was either returned or someone else put a new Christmas weed up. It's at the corner at Alexis and Secor, on the sidewalk, on the pavement somewhere, and it's a nice, neat, new Christmas tradition here in Toledo, and I'm all about it.
I'm here too.
I know we've blown off some potential topics.
It's okay. The Christmas weed demands justice.
It is our it is our first day. You feel like we're getting a rhythm going?
I
here?
Feel like there's a rhythm.
Okay, because Floyd and I have only done our podcast before, and that's a little different.
It is
a little more free form. Here we got to make sure we get our commercials in, play our songs, give the phone number out,
and no F word,
and no F words. Trying to if you're we did. Morning show, musical chairs. If you're looking for Denny's show, if you want to sit here and go, I'm never listening to you again, that's fine. You can go over to RQN.
Yes.
Cliff and Lanner with Gary at K100. We're here now. And I got to tell you, before we do the entertainment stuff, a friend of mine said, are you going to be ready to wake up tomorrow morning? I'm like, you as a night owl should know.
Yeah.
You never get used to these.
You never. Well, I used to, back in the day, I used to work at a daycare and I had to be there at 5:15. You never get used to it.
Nope.
Ever.
Nope.
You just got to push through.
But I'm feeling pretty energized. And a friend of mine said, you'll be fine on the first day because it's going to be adrenaline. And I got to be honest, I don't think it's adrenaline. I was in bed last night before 9 o'clock.
Yay. I was shortly after, but not 9.
The key to surviving, and I know this is like... it's like science talk or not like any kind of like health stuff, but keep a routine. Like make sure your bedtime is the same thing every night. It will be helpful.
Okay.
So my 9 o'clock bedtime has arrived. Today I got up at 4.
I'm like 10:30. Is that good?
As long as it's the same every night.
Okay. All right. Okay,
what time
we're good.
Did you wake up?
4:30.
I got up at 4. I was at the McDonald's where they were in no rush to get me my coffee. At 4:30, we have a box. So I bought a... there's no single-serve machine here.
Mm-hmm.
There's no Keurig here.
Yeah.
So I bought one at JCPenney on Friday.
Did you?
Did you marry the sales lady?
I do. I met her. I did meet her.
She set it up because she's a coffee fiend.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, let me give you some money for this. I'm like, no. she's like, let me buy some K-Cups. I'm like, no. And now there's a box of Death Wish K-Cups here.
But
this is not adrenaline. Like, I feel good this morning.
I feel good too.
Maybe after like a year and a half of not having to wake up so early, like I was just ready to get back to work during these hours.
Well, welcome back, Eric Chase.
It's good to be back. It's good to work with you. And people who are asking, like, when's Dee going to be on? What about Sarah and Phil? We will build this thing as we go along. Let me give you, let's do some entertainment stories.
Yeah.
Matt Damon was the host of Saturday Night Live the other night. He cracked a couple of jokes, but then went into this.
We go to my dad's house every other weekend, and he told us that if we could stay up until 1 a.m., we could watch Saturday Night Live. So week after week, I tried to stay up, and it wasn't until I was 8 years old that I made it all the way to the end. And I probably didn't get all the jokes, but I laughed at everything that my dad laughed at. And although it was way past our bedtime, my dad knew that there was nothing more important in the world than to laugh with the people that you love.
There you go. Matt Damon's monologue from the opening the other night. So kind of a heartwarming. And the thing about his dad was, the reason why he brought that up was his dad passed away a year or so ago. Yeah. Are you a Matt Damon fan?
I am. I can't name really any movies, but he doesn't annoy me. So
Good Will Hunting.
I've never seen it.
Same here. Same, never seen it. And I think it's now 20 years old.
Yeah, probably around that time.
Also on Saturday Night Live the other night, let me grab some notes here. There was a thing during the afternoon, and this the thing with this person, he actually did show up for a moment briefly on Saturday Night Live. There was a concerning, an alarming Instagram message. Pete Davidson typed up a note, posted it on Instagram. Pete Davidson obviously is on Saturday Night Live, and Ariana Grande's recent ex, they were briefly engaged. His note app said, I really don't want to be on this earth anymore. I'm doing my best to stay here for you, but I actually don't know how much longer I can last. All I've ever tried to do is help people. Just remember, I told you so. He followed the words with a heart emoji. He then deleted his Instagram account, and everybody was sideways. I think it was MGK?
Yes, yes.
Was it MGK?
No, Machine Gun Kelly.
Yeah, that,
yeah, that's MGK.
Was
sorry.
It's the reaching morning. Out to him directly. There was a lot of love for Pete on Twitter, which I don't think he was able to see, but it's out there, so people go like, hey, Pete.
Yeah, exactly.
People care about you. They're worried about you. He's talked about his mental health before. He said he's been diagnosed with borderline personality disorder. He's also taken a lot of abuse and bullying for being with Ariana, breaking up or being broken up with Ariana Grande. It's the internet, so there's a lot of trolls. But he did have a pre-taped skit where he played Mr. Robot actor Rami Malek, who also played Freddie Mercury in Bohemian Rhapsody, and his brief he was briefly on the live show to introduce the live performance by Miley Cyrus and Mark Ronson, their new song together called Nothing Breaks Like a Heart.
And you love it.
I do. I like it a lot.
Okay.
I like it a lot. I always thought Miley's behavior was outlandish, but I know that it was intended for effect.
For sure.
And the fact that she settled down now with Liam Hemsworth and has a happy life and is making good tracks like this, I'm a supporter of Miley.
I'm in.
And you know the Mark Ronson name from?
Uptown Funk.
Yeah.
Boom.
And Samantha Ronson's brother. Samantha Ronson dated Lindsay Lohan.
Are they related?
Yeah.
Small world.
This was also, speaking of things getting a lot of hate online, so the box office was won over the weekend by Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, an animated Spider-Man movie, which could be the movie of the year. It's gotten tons of great reviews. It's got a cinema score of like A+.
Nice.
It's 97 or 100 on Rotten Tomatoes. It's family friendly. It's Spider-Man. It checks all the boxes. Made about $35 million. That topped the box office, but coming up soon, within the week, is Aquaman, starring Jason Momoa.
Yes, Jason Momoa. Sorry.
Some of the music began to come out from the soundtrack, and I saw a lot of hate tweets for Pitbull's version of Africa. Of course, this year was the year of Weezer's Africa. This song is called Ocean to Ocean. These boys are watching quick and disappear like Banksy. From ocean to ocean, sea to sea, I'm something that you gotta see. Whoa! I'll let you say it.
Kids Bop. I go back and forth. Because like when we were getting it earlier, remember, I was like, oh, it's not that bad. And then like the chorus kicked in. I'm just like, oh.
First of all, Pitbull jumped the shark. Like after hotel room service, he totally jumped the shark. And this is like, feel this moment, 2018.
How many times do you think he says Dale?
Dale.
From ocean to ocean, sea to sea, I'm something that you gotta see. Whoa. And that's her mouth, that first girl note.
I don't hate it. It's super cheesy.
Okay.
But I don't hate it.
All right, so this is how I am with music. Win me over with the video.
Really?
Maybe. But I feel like it's just going to be Aquaman stills. Like probably. Most.
You know what?
Like most soundtrack songs.
If Pitbull heard me say, like, that he jumped the shark, you know what? I would guess his mood is like, don't care, counting my money.
Did you say jump the shark for Aquaman? Like jump
that
shark.
Wasn't I not, not a pun intended,
but you got it.
But like his music became cheesy long ago, and I'm sure he knows that, and he knows that he's like the Nickelback of like rhythm pop
but
music.
But people
now.
Love it though. Like
really, who?
Drunk Floyd.
There, really? Well, fine. When that drops at George's, place is gonna go nuts on New Year's Eve.
It's just gonna be me dancing.
It's not awful, and you know what? His music is super cheesy now, but you know what? It's catchy.
It is catchy. And it's already like a pre-made song. So like,
counts his money. He's throwing that money.
Dolly.
It's 8:01. What are we going to do in the 8 o'clock hour?
Twerk.
We have another guest dropping by.
Yay.
Someone that I'll meet for the first time. And how little does he have? And we're not talking about what's in his pants.
Q105 Studios. Sponsored by Nationwide Auto Finance.
It's 8:14 on Q105. You know, she's 29 now. Her birthday was the other day.
She's that old?
Yeah.
What?
I was like, she's 31 now? And then I remembered that I messed up the title of the album. It wasn't 1987. It was 1989.
Oh.
She's 29.
I wouldn't say...
all right, anyway.
She's younger.
8:14 with Q105. It's Eric Chase and Floyd. You know what? Two digital things to get to. If you search Q105 in the App Store, wherever you get your apps, you can find the app to listen to the station. If you search Eric Chase wherever you get your podcast, you'll have podcast episodes. We've been doing this for like a long time now. There's over 100 episodes you might want to catch up on if you want. But search Eric Chase where you get podcasts. You'll get an episode from, well, this episode later on this morning. If people don't know you, how can they find you on Twitter, Instagram, whatever else?
I have the same name for everything. It's Betta Work 83.
So nobody's going to find that.
No, they are. BETTAWERK 83.
And
Twitter.
Some people might know you by your alternate personality.
Yes, Deja.
There were, like, so of the, let's say there's, of the pie of people, of 100 people are asked, do you know who Floyd is? Half of them did. Another quarter didn't.
Right.
And then the other quarter were like, oh, that's the guy.
Oh, yeah.
That's Deja from Georgia.
Yeah, that's me. Yeah, yeah. That's her. Hey.
It's good to have you here. Thanks for doing this.
Thank you.
Finally get to work
together. Finally.
We'll get to our guest coming up in just a bit. And we're keeping up on the Christmas weed. And I figured out why I like this thing.
Why?
It's not a Christmas thirst trap. Kind of like it's organic.
It is.
It's organic.
It is.
No one's going to take any engagement photos in front of this. And it sounds, or it appears to be, back.
Right. It is back. Okay. So I've had three friends send me pictures saying, don't worry, it's back.
Cool.
Calm the hell down. And I said, okay.
Casey at Franklin Park Mall, if you could spare one of your mall ambassadors, the security people.
Okay.
To watch over the Christmas weed at Alexis and Secor, we should have someone on guard. Like what is it, Buckingham Palace?
Oh, they could do the changing of the weed guard.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's get to this. So I see a lot of things. I'm very active on Twitter, and I know a lot of people are like, I just don't get Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fine. I really enjoy Twitter. I have conversations with friends. I have friends on there who I've never met, but I feel deeply connected to.
For sure.
And so I'm on Twitter all the time, and it's a great way for me to collect good things to talk about on the show like this. I saw a girl tweet out, do guys really live like this? And it's probably what is a one-bedroom apartment with an oversized chair, kind of a ratty-looking one, and there's a small entertainment center and a TV. And her tweet was, again, do guys actually live like this? And the answer is yes.
True.
Have you ever dated anybody or been out with been to anybody's place let me give the phone number. If you have gone out with somebody or you have a friend that has a place like one bedroom, 600 square feet, and they have like two pieces of furniture and a TV and it's maybe on boxes, 419-240-1055. Our number here is 419-240-1055.
They can also tweet me too. Tweet us too.
You can text that number.
Yeah. I mean, text. Sorry.
Plenty of ways to get in touch with us. But have you ever been to someone's place, probably a guy you've dated, and maybe you're like, now look, maybe this happened 10 years or so ago when you were 22 or 23 or whatever it was. But I think we've all been to someone's place like this, and they're like, you live like this?
Right.
How do you eat? There's a Subway down the street. There's a Chipotle.
Right.
419-240-1055. Have you been to a place like this?
I've actually, not like a guy friend or anything, but like going out, this guy was like, hey, I'm going to have an after hours party. We're like, cool, yeah. He's like, but my place is kind of a mess. I'm like, okay, cool, whatever, been there, my place. So we go there. He literally has a microwave, a couch, a television, three cats.
More cats than furniture?
More cats than furniture. And the cats were living lovely. Like, they had, like, the gym, the cat gym and everything.
Right.
And it didn't smell the greatest. And this was a while ago. I don't even think the guy lives here anymore. But, however, the cats outweighed what his personal possessions.
419-240-1055. The picture of this, where this all came from, is up on our Q105 Facebook page. So is the Christmas weed stuff.
Mm-hmm.
419-240-1055. Have you ever been to someone's place? Maybe a guy you dated. He has maybe he has more animals than pieces of furniture.
Like, right.
Let me describe my first place for you. It was I was living in Detroit. I had moved out there to live with my mentor, then moved to another place, and I lived with a crazy girl. It was a bizarre situation. My friend, my mentor, was getting married. He was buying a house. I had to move out. I'll just put that on hold. Hold on 1 second. So this girl calls the radio station I work at, and she's like, I'm looking for a roommate. I go, I meet her. No red flags, but the red flags happened when I moved in with her. I moved out. I worked overnight. I was doing a third shift on the radio station I worked at. I get home, and she's gone for the day, pack my stuff, and I get out of there. So I live in this place. The living room looks fine.
All right.
Love seat, couch, entertainment center, TV, small desk, computer. The bedroom had a futon mattress. That was it.
No, wait, not even on a futon?
Nope, just a futon mattress.
What?
I couldn't afford one that it was comfortable, so I'm like, I ditched the metal thing, probably because couldn't put it together either.
I would have bought you an air mattress at least.
And I had all these, like, no wonder, I had all these back aches later on.
Right.
I had that until I lived in Orlando for like, it had been like 2, maybe 3 years, and my mom put her foot down. She's like, I can't stand you sleeping on a futon. I'm buying you a bed.
I've raised you better than this.
And then from there on out, like, I had decently furnished places.
Good.
419-240-1055. Hi, who's this?
This is Chris.
Hi, Chris. Did you live in one of these places?
Yes, I did.
How little did you have? More cats than pieces of furniture?
No. When I moved into my apartment, it was later in life. It was after I got divorced.
Oh, okay.
So, of course, you know, my ex-wife had everything. I had nothing. So when I moved into this place, I had literally a pull-out love seat that was probably from 1963. You know, it was one of those pull-out love seats that weighed 800 pounds.
Yeah.
I had a little janky entertainment center that I bought from Target that fell apart after about, like, you know, day 7. With my TV on it. That was my living room. My bedroom, I had a queen-size bed that was just the frame, the box spring, and the mattress. I had a TV on the floor in that room. And I think in my apartment I had more towels than I had anything else in my apartment. For some reason, I had a butt total out towels. But, yeah, that was my apartment.
Towels can be considered clothes when you live by yourself.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there were days I'd take a shower and, I don't got to work today. I just sent a towel.
Boom.
And I was thinking this was all about, like, you know, you're young, you're in your 20s. You don't need that much furniture, but she took you to the cleaners and left you with that. So,
that was what I got. That was that and a huge bill.
There you go. Thanks, Chris. We appreciate it. 419-240-1055.
We got a text?
Yeah, what do we got?
We do. It says, my first apartment had the big chair and a big TV in the game system, and then all my folding camping furniture, so the guests had to get their chairs out the main closet.
Forgot. I remembered one other thing from my first apartment where, again, Southfield, Michigan, it was like 10 and a half and Telegraph. Are you familiar?
I am, actually, yeah. Like,
yeah, oh, because you went to school there.
I did go to school there, yeah.
Southfield, like, almost kind of like headed towards Redford. So I told you, I had black leather, like mandatory 20-something furniture. Black leather, love seat, couch, desk, entertainment center, reasonably sized TV, game system, of course. Mm-hmm. But the chair for the desk was a lawn chair.
Was a lawn chair? Yeah.
Like plastic lawn furniture.
Own your truth. It's all good.
I forgot about it. How little did he have? You can hit that on our Q105 Facebook page. It's 8:23. More with Floyd and Eric next.
Traffic sponsored by Max Auto.
Good morning. It's 8:34 on Q105. It's Eric Chase and Floyd. I'll introduce our guests so maybe you can think about some holiday gifts in just a second. See, I'm very specific with words. I'm very specific and I'm very literal.
And I'm not.
Did we talk about Sarah Haggerty, our friend, earlier today?
We did not. We mentioned her husband briefly.
Right. And so it's so funny. Like, people have picked up like that. Sarah texted me and said, I've been getting texts, people saying you're talking about me. And I think the only thing that we mentioned was we were going to
maybe. We talked about the old crew. Well, your previous crew.
Briefly. And I know we mentioned, like, crying kids and scared of Santa.
Yes.
And I might have mentioned her because Sarah has an Instagram account for her son.
I saw the picture.
Why is Nicholas mad? I think that Nicholas one day is going to kill the whole family because he is a ruthless, ornery child. And for the most part, like, I did see a picture of him with his, whatever he calls him, with Sarah's dad.
Yes.
Sarah's dad was in town, and he was happy. Good Brugnoni Christmas. But he's never happy. He's always, like, pitching a fit of some kind.
Mm-hmm.
Now we just talked about Sarah Hegarty.
Yeah, now.
But we only mentioned her perhaps in passing earlier.
That's her star power.
You know what? It's this. And we appreciate people listening. We appreciate people finding us here on Q105. If you need to get away from the radio, but you have your phone, go to the App Store, search Q105. There's a standalone app that you can use to listen to the show. You can also go to Q1055.com later on and get podcasts from today and in the past episodes that we've done, or search my name where you get podcast episodes. People like half listen to the radio. Even though, like, we're talking now,
yeah,
as opposed to, like, talking over songs, people are, like, half listening.
Yeah, they pick up what they hear, what
right,
they want to hear.
Right, so God knows what they may or may not have heard us talking about a Christmas weed. Someone probably, hey, I heard Eric and Floyd on the first day. They're already on the air talking about weed legalized as gifts. No. There is a Christmas weed that apparently was put up, lit up, offered gifts, stolen by some jerk from Ann Arbor, and then replaced.
Replaced, yeah.
At Alexis the Z-Corps.
Mm. Now it's a memorial because now people are taking teddy bears to it.
Good. Let's welcome in some guests.
Hello, guests.
So we do this thing on our website, Q1055.com, called Sweet Deals. And every week there's a new deal where you basically, this week you spend $25, but you get $50 for our friends this week. House of Meats. Guys, I can barely remember where we are this morning since it's the first day. Sorry that you have to come in for this, but what are your names?
My name is Greg.
Hi, Greg.
And David.
David?
Yep.
Are we doing you too? Okay, Greg, David. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Owners of House of Meats?
Managers.
Yes. I like that. Yeah. Which one are you guys predominantly at? I pass the one on Glendale pretty frequently.
I'm at Star Avenue.
Star Avenue.
And the Maumee location.
Let me go back if we could. You guys will be on the Sweet Deal for this week at 9 o'clock on our website, Q1055.com. We've got Christmas coming up. Gift certificates, great idea for that. I know people will have a lot of holiday parties they can take advantage of. If we go back to Thanksgiving, a lot of turkeys, a lot of other meats as well, hams, things like that.
For sure. Yeah, everybody's stocking up for the holidays, of course, and filling the refrigerator because, one of the nice things about being an adult is eating good food.
I could do that as a kid, too. I mean, we all like to eat, right? What's the big thing to grab, or what do people usually come in for Christmas? Is it still turkey, or is, like, the Christmas ham the thing?
Well, right now, our number one seller is kielbasa. Toledo's best.
Floyd.
I got it.
Can you give it a try?
I will.
What's so good about the kielbasa? Greg?
Well, he's going to...
Here we go. I'm ready.
He's going to sample it right now. He's going to tell us live here. And it's a family secret family recipe. Delicious. If you're driving by right now, any of the House Meats locations, stop in, have a taste. There's a new store, Illinois Avenue in Maumee.
What do you think?
It's freaking amazing.
It's good.
Do you put anything... I'm not much of a kielbasa person. Do you put anything on it or just eat it as it is?
A lot of people use horsey sauce, which we make in the store, or horseradish.
Okay. What's the difference? Horsey sauce?
Horsey sauce is a mixture.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. Sweet Deals happens at 9 o'clock with House of Meats. You spend $25, you get the $50 gift certificate. Tell me more things about House of Meats. You mentioned the Illinois Avenue location. I see the one on Glendale. Where else are you guys?
Well, we have seven locations in. We have Oregon, Point Place, Holland Savannah, Alexis Road, Rossford, and of course Glendale, the one you just mentioned. Mm-hmm. We have an online ordering system now, so for your convenience, order online. We can have it ready for you in an hour or so. Party time. We have all your beer, wine, shrimp trays, prime rib, tenderloins. I mean, we have all your needs, all your holiday needs.
You mentioned party time, holiday parties this time of year, but the online ordering. Let's say I have a party on this coming Friday night. When would I need to get a big order into you?
Oh, Friday would be good. Just Friday morning. We can put it together rather rapidly for you.
You wanted to mention something?
And you could do it right on houseofmeats.com.
Awesome. Guys, thanks for popping in. Good to meet you. Sorry you had to come in on our first day. We're still kind of like getting ourselves situated.
Well, congratulations.
But
thank you. The sausage is good. I'm going to devour it when they leave. Oh, yeah.
Breakfast of champions.
House of Meats, Sweet Deals happens at 9 o'clock on our website, Q1055.com. Pitbull has dipped into Africa, and Jennifer Lawrence, how did she cross paths with Harvey Weinstein? We'll get to that in, we'll get to that in our entertainment news before 9 o'clock here on Q105.
Q105 traffic sponsored by...
I'm in love with the shape of you.
All right, 852 on Q105. It's Eric Chase and Floyd. Good morning. Thank you for the text messages and everything going on Facebook. You can text, and we'll need you to call for the rated game.
Yes.
Your first time playing?
Yes.
Okay, we'll do that after 9 o'clock. The phone number to call or text is 419-240-1055. 419-240-1055. We appreciate you tolerating our first day as we figure out the buttons and Floyd and I get some chemistry together. And by the way, thanks to our first ever sponsor on with us before we even got on the air, Mike Buck State Farm.
Whoop, whoop.
Did you look up hashtag some pig?
I did.
Mike Buck is obviously a State Farm agent, kind of like Demetrius's mentor, out in Sylvania, but you might also know him from his pig. Not Todd Crandall's pig. Mike has his own pig. Just look up some pig on Facebook. I moved. When you work over there, what part of Toledo is that? Airport and...
I just say Holland, Sylvania area. That's all I say.
I guess if you really look it up, it's south. Like, geographically speaking, even though this isn't like a... Like, there's East Toledo, there's West Toledo, mm-hmm. there's South. This is like Southwest Toledo?
Yeah, in the area-ish.
Demetrius lives in South Toledo.
Yes.
And I throw things at him and talk about, like, you know, if we were calling it like a richer place. North Maumee. I live in East Holland. So I've moved, and people keep asking me, how are the dogs adjusting?
How are they adjusting?
I'm glad you asked. To the house, fine.
I mean, when I came over, they seem mild-mannered, except the one doesn't like me.
Which one? Bigger one or the little one?
Andre's the little one. That's the one who sat on my lap. Yeah, Diddy was the one, every time I moved, he was like, argh. I was like, look, Diddy, calm down.
He's very sociable, very hyper.
Okay.
And they're fine with the house.
Okay.
They stay upstairs in the bed when I'm gone because I hear them race down. Diddy's reassumed his spot on the couch, which he had in the apartment downtown. But they can't find places to poop outside, and there's plenty of grass. So Andre keeps having accidents in the house. And I like to be quick, especially early in the morning when I let them out. And before, like, they had their territory marked. We go to those spots, they drop, and then we go back inside. Mm-hmm. But Andre's looking at me like he just wants to use the toilet inside. So they've adjusted fine to the house.
Okay.
It's the grass outside. It's the grass outside that's causing the problem.
And you're just like, poop, right? Just become fur dad. Just poop.
So if you hear anybody in East Holland at 4:30 in the morning going, find a spot already.
Right.
It's me.
Like, they're looking out the window. Oh, there's the new guy with his dog that doesn't poop.
Right. All right, let's do some entertainment stories.
Let's do it.
So Cardi B was the first ever female to headline LA's Rolling Loud Festival. But that's not really the topic. It's that her ex, Offset from Migos, tried to get back with her and interrupted her set. And it didn't sound good, but it sounded like this.
Hey. You want to tell you outside, bro?
So he wanted her back. She thinks he cheated on her. He possibly did. He wheeled out a sign saying, "Take me back, Cardi." The whole look apparently set him back about $15,000. What that said was, "I just want to tell you I'm sorry, bro, in person." He called her bro. "In front of the world, I love you. Whatever I got to do to show you that, I'm there." Cardi had the flowers removed from the stage before continuing the show. Then yesterday, Offset hopped on Twitter and said, "All my wrongs have been made public. I figure it's only right that my apologies are made public too." An N-word was just trying. Thank God I ain't got no balloons. Sheesh. Whatever. She's torn about getting back together with him, who is the father of their daughter. A weird duo in the news together, and Harvey Weinstein is not a name we've mentioned. but he's been connected with Jennifer Lawrence. How? A new lawsuit brought against Weinstein, this was on Thursday, filed by a Jane Doe, claims the disgraced movie producer once bragged about having a sexual relationship with Jennifer Lawrence. An alleged claim that the Oscar winner is vehemently denying. The lawsuit, filed by an actress whose identity has not been disclosed, alleges that Weinstein lured the unnamed plaintiff into a private setting under the pretext of a business meeting to discuss her career, and then assaulted her, according to Variety. The suit further claims Weinstein boasted about sleeping with Lawrence as an example of how he can make or break someone's career following the star's Academy Award for Best Actress for Silver Linings Playbook. Jennifer Lawrence's quote was, "My heart breaks for all the women who were victimized by Harvey Weinstein. I've never had anything but a professional relationship with him. This is yet another example of predatory tactics and lies he engaged in to lure countless women." Lawrence herself is not involved in the lawsuit in question.
He's gross.
He is disgusting. Ugh. He is like a disgusting...
Cut it off.
He is a disgusting man. Oh, sorry about that. He is a disgusting man to look at, and what he's done is completely disgusting. We have a new favorite song. We might have a new favorite movie. It's gotten some decent reviews so far, but from Aquaman. This is on the soundtrack. It will be a familiar voice and a familiar sample. Listen close. Boys are watching quick and disappear like Banksy. From ocean to ocean, sea to sea. I'm something that you gotta see. Woo! Gonna take a look. I don't know the girl's name.
That's what I need to know.
I think it's...
I'm on it.
I think it's Rhea. I don't know who that is. But Pitbull, that song is called Ocean to Ocean from the Aquaman soundtrack, the movie that I believe comes out this weekend starring Jason Momoa and Johnny Depp's ex, Amber Heard. He sampled, obviously, Africa, which was sampled successfully.
It is Rhea.
Whoever the hell that is.
I don't even know what it is, but yeah, it's Rhea.
Which was successfully sampled... Am I right by saying successfully sampled by Weezer?
It was... sure. Weezer... you would have saw my facial expression says
so
different. But.
His Pitbull songs are super cheesy. I think he knows that. He's probably getting paid a large amount of money to make all these songs. He can just crank these things out.
And this movie's going to be a hit. So, like, this song's... I should just accept it, huh?
I like your comparison. It's like Kids Bop stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you don't like it, but it's catchy.
But you're like, oh, okay.
And I just know what I'm getting from Pitbull now, and he's counting plenty of money, so he doesn't care what people make of his right. songs. My only criticism is, why did you just sample this song that Weezer just sampled?
Right.
Like, why not something else?
Does
Africa have to be sampled twice in 1 year? There are dozens.
Right, exactly.
There are dozens. And I'm not a big fan of 80s music at all.
I know. I just found this out about you.
It's garbage. Shame. It's trash.
Shame.
there are dozens of popular, well-liked 80s songs you could have sampled. Heat of the Moment by Asia.
I don't even know what that is, but
dozens of songs like that you could have sampled.
Yeah.
You sampled something that now, and I'm thinking, well, what if he had planned to do this a year ago? Somebody had to have mentioned, like, Weezer's doing this. Are you sure you want to go this route? That's my only criticism, because the song is kind of catchy.
You know, he probably was just like, I'm Pitbull. We good.
Right. Exactly. All right. That's your entertainment. We're going to do the rated game. Properly rated, underrated, overrated. We'll play that with you and Floyd shortly after 9 o'clock. That's coming up on Q105.
Q105 Studios.
Sponsored by...
Living so we turning up. Yeah, we turning it up.
9:12 on Q105. It's Eric Chase and Floyd. Welcome to the show. We'll have podcasts after the show for you. Q105.com or search Eric Chase where you get podcast episodes. If another one of her exes kills themselves, she's going to be broken.
That was deep. I wasn't ready.
Oh, sorry.
I know. Yeah.
Pete Davidson had a pretty scary Instagram over the weekend. He had a wellness check from the New York Police Department because he posted something on Instagram saying he didn't want to be on this earth anymore, but he's all good, and he was briefly on SNL and got a lot of briefly on SNL over the weekend and got a lot of support all over Twitter and other places. So hang in there, dude.
Right. So say... If something does happen.
Wait 1 second.
Yes.
We need two more people for the rated game. Don't worry about it. I'll take them on the air. 419-240-1055. Call right now to play the rated game.
Would she be like pop culture called like the Ariana curse? Like, would it be that way? Because that's how people are.
Yeah. No, it would just be a bad coincidence.
Okay. But you know, some people are dumb like that. They come up with like those things. Like,
yeah, they're all on Twitter.
Like the Kennedy curse and all that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. There was that one tweet that I saw yesterday that said like something about the word responsible and Ariana Grande. And she is, I'll get it. Just put them on hold. She is not responsible for other people's actions and what they do to themselves, no matter how mentally ill they are, or what they're going through.
Because they attacked her when Mac. Yeah. They attacked her hard.
But the loss of a relationship does affect your mental health, obviously. Mm-hmm. But so it might be like an ingredient or a catalyst for poor mental health. But she is not responsible. Like, she can't be around these people all the time. Like, I have a friend.
Yeah.
And he has threatened suicide too often. I'm not responsible if he goes through with it because I cannot be around him all the time.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
All right. We need, we've got Amanda. Hi, Amanda. Good morning.
Morning.
Good to have you on the show with us. What's your, where are you from?
I'm from Bowling Green.
Okay. Don't go anywhere. Let me get this too. Hey, who's this?
This is Kelly.
Kelly. All right, so we have Kelly and Amanda and Floyd.
Hey, girl, hey.
Here is how the rated game works. I will throw something out at you, and we'll go through the line, and you will have to tell me, without commentary, unless I ask for it, overrated, underrated, properly rated.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Amanda and Kelly.
Amanda and Kelly.
I forget names. My brain's moving
too fast. We're in this together, ladies. Let's do this.
All right, Amanda, you're first.
Okay.
Overrated, underrated, properly rated. Snowflakes.
Underrated.
Kelly.
Underrated.
Floyd.
Properly rated.
I'd agree with that. I'd go with that. All right, next one. I made this yesterday when I went to the Ronald McDonald House to make some food yesterday. By the way, Ronald McDonald House here in Toledo, in the shadow of Toledo Hospital, if you save your pull tabs from like soda or any kind of cans, you can donate them there and they can get some money out of that to recycle. And they got like $20,000 last year for pull tabs. So macaroni and cheese, Amanda, overrated?
Over.
Oh, really?
Sorry, yeah.
Okay. Kelly, macaroni and cheese, mac and cheese, overrated, underrated, properly rated?
Properly rated.
Look at the lines are lighting up.
I know.
Floyd?
Properly rated.
Okay.
It's really hard without commentary.
All right, give me a thought. Fine.
Okay, it depends on which macaroni and cheese.
I hear the Panera one is really good.
Panera's good, and so is Stouffer's. I'm Stouffer's. I don't care. Right. Don't judge me.
Next up, Amanda. Overrated, underrated, properly rated. Bananas.
Overrated.
Kelly?
Overrated.
Floyd.
Overrated.
Okay. Next up. And by the way, these are like just things I think that pop into my head, or sometimes they're stuff that we talk about on the show or maybe off the air between us. So that's where this stuff kind of comes from. Amanda, overrated, underrated, properly rated. Greek mythology.
Underrated.
Kelly? How do you rate that at all?
I'm with you, Kelly, because my jaw hit the floor. I'm like, what?
I need an answer, Kelly.
We'll go with overrated.
Okay. Floyd?
Underrated?
Okay.
Underrated?
Yeah, I feel like remember when you're in
school?
I
mean, my knowledge of Greek mythology is Hercules.
Zeus?
So, yeah, the cartoon.
Athena?
Zero to hero.
All right, next up. Amanda, overrated, underrated, properly rated. Hairbrushes.
What? Underrated?
Kelly, hairbrushes.
Underrated.
Floyd?
Overrated.
Floyd must not have hair.
A brush doesn't go through it. We're good.
Okay. Same with me. Next up. Amanda, hopefully, if you watch it, fine. If not, still answer. This Is Us, properly rated, overrated, underrated?
I would have to go overrated because I don't know it.
Okay. Kelly?
Underrated.
Do you watch it?
Yes.
Okay, Floyd?
Oh, sorry, Kelly. It's overrated.
Is it really?
No, it's not.
I can't get into it. Maybe I started too late, but...
Yeah, you need to start from the beginning.
Okay, Kelly. Okay, Kelly, I will.
Is this season three? Or season two?
Correct? Kelly.
Yeah.
We need you. There we go.
And it was a cooker? What was it that blew up or whatever? Killed somebody?
What? Are you spoiling it for people?
By now you should know. All right. Last one, Amanda. And thank you for playing and thank you for listening to the show. Yes. Overrated, underrated, properly rated. Earrings.
Overrated. Overrated.
Kelly, overrated?
Yes.
You couldn't get in there quick enough, could you? Floyd.
I triggered her with my This Is Us. Overrated.
Okay. Kelly, Amanda, thank you guys for listening to the show. We appreciate it. It's been we've gotten smoother as
the
hours have
gone on.
Those are the
most awkward items ever.
I know.
I was waiting for like something big and dramatic. I'm like, wait, all right. Yeah. I was nervous.
Like I said, it's just like random stuff. Like I made that list up while I was at the gym yesterday.
Well, I wouldn't come up with a list now myself.
And you can't host the. I made the rated game. You can't. Oh. You can't play the rated game at me.
It's fine. I will be like Ellen one day. I will fill in for you.
She wants to. She was thinking about retiring.
I saw that 2020.
And I had no idea. So, black don't crack, right?
It don't.
Right, what's the line for lesbians? Is there a line? Because I did not. If you would have told me she's 60,
I said she's pushed 60, right?
She is 60. I would have given you seven middle fingers.
Back to us earlier. She looks like she's what?
40.
Late 40s.
Yeah.
That's.
So. So this has been our first day. We're like 3 hours into this. It's Eric and Floyd. Mornings on Q105. We'll grow this thing as we move along. We couldn't expect everything the first day. But I do have a small proclamation to make.
Okay.
When we get to our next break here. It's 9:20 now on Q105. We'll get to that and Halsey and 5 Seconds of Summer next on Q105, if I can hit this right.
Q105 lunch.
7. There we go, 9:37 on Q105. It's Eric, Chase, and Floyd. Almost the end of our first day here. I think Russ is going to come storming in here in a couple of minutes.
Oh.
If you missed any part of the show, I am going to do my best to have a podcast up for you soon. Same place you've listened to the podcast in the last year or so, on our website, Q1055.com, or you can search Eric Chase where you get your podcast episodes. We'll have that. Thanks for texting the show, 419-240-1055. Again, it's Eric Chase and Floyd. We'll add things as we go along.
Yes.
Entertainment headlines. Something I do or was doing on my night show, and we'll close it out. But I mentioned I have a proclamation.
Yes, 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 yes.
So everybody saw the news 10 days or so ago, maybe, yeah, whatever it was, that all the morning shows were, like, rotating.
Mm-hmm.
We were coming here. Denny, Paul, and Susie were going literally across the hallway to RQN. Cliff and Lynn, who are two of the nicest people you'll ever meet.
I enjoy me some Cliff and Lynn.
They moved to help out Gary Shores on K100. And then Pike. You know Pike?
I know of him. Okay. Never met him.
He was very welcoming. I remember when I first moved here 6 years or so ago, I had a Super Bowl party. And I invited him, and he brought some good beer and was always a nice dude and welcoming to me. He'll be doing the morning show on WXKR.
Nice.
A rock station. So K100 has always been like the number one morning show with Harvey and Gary, and they still are. But my proclamation is this: I didn't come here to be in whatever place we're in, and I and this is no disrespect to Gary or to Gary, Cliff, and Lynn. We are going to make this thing number one.
Yes,
and that's not like egotistical or arrogant. Or it's no pettiness about, you know, what was before. But I know that people have enjoyed the show. They've enjoyed the podcast. We've gotten a lot of people interacting with the show today. A lot of well wishes.
On our first day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there, I was not nervous or anxious. You were.
I was terrified.
What were you afraid of?
I don't know. You have dreams. And then when one becomes a reality, you're just like, dude, what do I do next?
Philip will warn you, if he has not already. Eric will kill your dreams.
No, it's fine. I've seen it. We're good.
We're good. So this is the first day. A little rough. We smoothed things out. We only had one real technical mess up where we got clobbered at 6 a.m. It almost happened there a couple of minutes ago. But all in all, a decent first day. And again, I just wanted things to be smooth. Some audio didn't work earlier, and that was just a computer glitch.
That's life, though.
I know. You're good. I know.
And also, if Africa by Toto can be remade twice in a year, we can be number one.
Yeah, I
we can do this.
Again, this is no disrespect to anybody else in this building, but I didn't come here to have people not listen to us. I didn't work the last year and a half to further ingratiate myself in more deeply into this community and make all the ties mm-hmm. that I did. I mean, they're prosperous and helpful relationships, but
yeah.
Now it's time to come together. And again, we're not going to do this alone. We need our listeners as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, so. You're the third co-host for now.
Unpaid.
Yeah. But when you love what you do.
Yeah. let's run through some entertainment headlines as we wrap up. Matt Damon was the host of SNL over the weekend, cracked a couple of jokes, but then reminisced about his dad who passed away a year or so ago. Reminisced about his dad letting him stay up to watch Saturday Night Live, and he never got the jokes, but he laughed when his dad did, and he talked about how important it is to laugh with your family.
Mm-hmm.
I got to meet your mom. What's her name?
Donna. Miss Donna.
Donna.
She's a staple.
Every time you bring her up, I feel like you tell a story. It makes me want to meet her more and more.
She's my biggest fan, and I'm hers. But yeah, you can have her.
I'd love her. I think.
Can we do a Mother's Day show?
I'm so comfortable.
Just have my mom come
in. I didn't want to have any guests on the show this week because uh-huh. I wanted us to get the rhythm of everything. I think we could do guests by Wednesday or Thursday.
Oh no! I was thinking all the stories of my life. I'm like, no,
bring them on. I'll get my dad. He'll tell embarrassing stories all day. Cardi B was the first ever female to headline Rolling Loud, I think it was called, in L.A. And mm-hmm. Then her ex Offset kind of accosted her on stage to take him back and made it a big ordeal, and then apologized for trying to make himself the center of things on Twitter yesterday.
Mess.
She's torn. I mean, it's tough. Think about it. Forget about being a star. You don't like this person. They messed up.
Right.
But you.
And there's a kid.
Yeah.
That's so every time you look at your daughter, you're like, it's a constant reminder.
We got to work out. We got to work it out for that one. JWoww is in the news.
On Friday,
I guess this is all over Snapchat or Instagram stories. Something about her filing a restraining order against her husband. And then the next day, she was back doing whatever she normally does on social media, like nothing ever happened.
This isn't their first altercation together, either. Like, all right, well, wait till next month. There's something new in a new year.
Drake has added, even though they live, I guess, in the same development in L.A. somewhere, Drake has added extra security due to Kanye West. And he had a bit of a meltdown on Twitter Friday into Saturday.
Yeah, he did.
Said, I'm off my meds. I can't make... what were his two best albums?
Do you remember? In my opinion?
Yeah.
I like the College Dropout one, the first one, and then the one with Stronger.
Okay, I think that was like the third one.
Yeah, the one with like flashing lights.
The third and the fourth one. But he said, I can't make that kind of music when I'm on medication. And then Kim's like, I just want him off of Twitter. right. So he kind of melted down, and Drake's been concerned about his beef with Kanye, even though Kanye says whatever with him and anybody else is over. Pete Davidson had a pretty alarming Instagram post the other day. People were concerned that he might try to kill himself. There was a wellness check conducted by the NYPD. He had a pre-recorded skit on Saturday Night Live, and then he live introduced Miley and Mark Ronson as the live musical performer, and he seems to be all good at this point. There is a new Pitbull song that samples what?
Toto's Africa.
If I can get it, sounds like this. From
ocean to ocean, sea to sea. I'm in. I've got it. Gonna take a life and carry
away. I got a question. Does he sample Africa or does he sample Weezer?
He samples Pitbull. That's what he does. Right. You know, Pitbull probably thinks he made this song.
Pitbull doesn't sample other stuff. People sample Pitbull.
Oh, I see. Oh.
It's cheesy, but it's kind of catchy. And we didn't get to it earlier, but Miss Universe was last night on Fox, and Miss Philippines was your winner.
Again.
Really?
Yeah, she won. They win. Colombia or Philippines always wins. Always win.
I like those. I like the olive skin.
Do you like the olive skin?
Yeah, you can't find any of it here.
Nah.
All right. I asked if we could ask with let me play this.
Yes.
So I had been doing the night show here on Q105 since July, and I came up with some features, and you have your headphones on. Good. Okay, this is one of them.
Real tweets from real peeps. No, he didn't tweet it. He's not that clever. Let's get to Eric's most liked tweet of the night, Q105.
Most liked tweet of this morning? to close out the show from Tony Geftos.
Oh.
Of 13 ABC fame. He's like an Oompa Loompa over there. He's always working.
Yeah, he is.
He's always on the air. I signed Christmas cards, Geftos family, because Geftoses sounds like a medical condition. Hashtag Greek probs. So, look, I don't know what the name of the show is going to be. Maybe we can talk about that tomorrow, but I think we'll try to end the show instead of what did you learn today with most liked tweet of the morning.
Yeah.
Do you have one?
I have one, but it's funny, but like it's more me personally because I feel you right here. It's at, I'm going to say this wrong, Ruka Ship. It says, it's 4 a.m., and without seeing the time, I know it's only that because my neighbor is waking up and, as always, drops the alarm, which turns me on. So now I just know that, bruh, dude, get your life together. But thank you for the free alarm.
That's a weak most liked tweet.
But I'm just saying, for me, I missed the mark, but...
It's fine. Clever,
it's
witty.
It's familiar.
Okay. How many people do you follow on Twitter?
I need more followers. I follow Wendy's.
Because Wendy's is good.
Wendy's is good. And then I only follow 366 people.
Okay, you might want to get that up so you can do this this feature effectively.
How many people do you follow?
Like 800.
Okay, I'm on it.
Okay. It is 9:47, day two. We'll do it tomorrow. Let me see if I can get this right. We'll be back here tomorrow at 6. We hope you will be here as well. Actually, we'll start the show about 5:50 or so.
Yeah, join us.
All right, Russ is up next on Q105. Thanks for following us over here today.